Promise me you won't be bitter. It's a killer. The only time you should have a chip on your shoulder is when you try to dump the entire bag into your mouth all at once.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was not a model student. I didn't make the honor roll, I made the horror roll. In fifth grade, I would watch the clock thinking, it's not moving. When are they going to let us out of here? The windows were prison bars. Miss Weissmuller paced back and forth, wielding her yardstick like a billy club. I dreamed of escape, of daring plans, perfectly timed diversions, and presto, no more math class. Maybe that's why I love a good escape story to this day. Most of the prisoners who attempt escape get caught, of course, and some of those attempts are downright hilarious. If you ever want to get out of prison, here are a few things you should not do. 1. Do not break out one day before your sentence is up. That's what Andrew Wilson did in Kentucky. He was caught and got to start all over. Sort of like me when I deleted one of the books I was writing from the computer by accident. 2. Don't post your whereabouts on Facebook. Chris Kriego fled from the law, his only blunder. He mentioned exactly where he was on social media. U.S. Marshals captured him, confiscated his phone and his freedom. 3. Don't get stuck. A Brazilian inmate tried to squeeze his way through a hole he had dug in a prison wall. Guards stumbled upon him, well, half of him. His legs were dangling on the inside of the wall. The top half of him was outside the prison. The guards posed for a few selfies, called the fire department to rescue the man, then threw him back into jail. So close, but so far away. 4 you should not do. Don't visit a prison guard at his house. After James Russell escaped from the Olympic Corrections Center in Washington, he knocked on a door to ask if he could borrow a phone. Unfortunately, the man who answered knew him. He was a prison guard. And finally, 5, don't break into the wrong prison. An armed man dressed as Snoopy broke into a prison to save his friend. Broke in. Trouble was, he broke into the wrong prison, and his weapon of choice was an obvious water pistol. One of my favorite movies at Christmas is The Great Escape. It's the story of a mass breakout of 76 prisoners from a German POW camp during World War II. If you haven't seen it, plug your ears for 2.5 seconds. The 76 escape, but it doesn't end well for most of them. Still, I'm fascinated by their resolve and the twists and turns in the plot. You have to admire the elaborate length people will go to gain their freedom. Each Easter, we celebrate a far greater escape. The Son of God lay in a borrowed tomb. The hope of the world was dead. Death was final. Everyone knew that. Even Jesus' closest followers had given up all hope. And then, the unthinkable happened. The Bible tells us that the stone was rolled away. Jesus walked out of that tomb alive. Hundreds of eyewitnesses said so. The one who had given his life for ours in the greatest exchange now performed the greatest escape in history. Death was defeated once and for all. Because Jesus is alive, the prison doors are wide open. The guards are nowhere to be found. If you're facing fear, God offers his love. If you're feeling trapped, God offers you his freedom. Freedom from guilt, from sin, from despair, freedom ultimately from the grave. In John 11, Jesus tells us, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. How can I hear that without smiling, without laughing too? It is the greatest news of all. Happy Easter, my friend. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.